Hello, everybody, with Bob Christopher and Richard Piper and Andrew Farley. I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online right now, so if there's an issue you'd like us to discuss or a Bible question we can answer, we invite you to call right now. The number 844-322-2742. It's wide open right now. We'd love to hear from you. Again, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. In the book of Galatians, Paul had this to say, "I'm astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you by the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ." It would seem like, guys, that within the church today that we would find common ground around the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But it seems like, based on Paul's letter to the Galatians, there's a lot of mixed messages out there. Is there confusion within the body of Christ, within the church today, about the real gospel of Jesus Christ?
Yeah, you know, I think that you can certainly use the term gospel, and you can use the term grace, and you can say that God is full of grace and that Jesus is full of grace and truth, and we can say there's, you know, you hear that there needs to be a good solid balance of grace and truth, and you know, on and on, churches will use these buzzwords, the gospel, the grace of God. But, you know, I think that it's when we get down to the specifics, when we get very specific about the new covenant, that's when the controversy starts. And that's when, you know, Paul is having to tell these Galatians, watch out for this other message. Watch out for this message that's coming in on the heels of the true gospel, and it's going to have a mix of law and grace in it. It's going to say, well, of course God is gracious, of course God is good, but we also need these rules, these principles, these guidelines, these standards to be lorded over us. And you find that 2,000 years later, too. I mean, that's why I think Basic Gospel, you know, is a real unique ministry on the radio today, because, you know, we're basically saying that we had to, you know, we were very sincere evangelical Christians, and we had to unlearn a lot of stuff that we have added to the gospel, and then we had to learn the grace of God. And I think there's thousands, millions of Christians out there just like us who received that law-grace mixture, and now we're getting back to the purity of this basic gospel, and that's been a problem for 2,000 years, Bob. You know, it's just that we decide that we need something more than the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and Paul is urging all of us to go back to that and camp on it, and we never graduate from it.
I think you're exactly right there. So how are people today perverting the gospel? That was the case back in Paul's day. How is that perversion taking place today? Is it the fact that people are adding to the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ? Is it the fact that they're taking away from it? How is that confusion happening specifically?
Well, in my experience, it's usually people adding to it. We love the gospel. We love the death, burial, and resurrection. But like Andrew said, you know, you need to worry about baptism, and you need to worry about the law, and you need to worry about straightening yourself up, and oh, by the way, you should quit smoking and drinking, and all of a sudden you've got this long list of things that you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be a Proverbs 31 wife, for crying out loud. You know, your man deserves it. And when you start adding stuff like that, then the gospel just flat goes away. It becomes of no effect, truly.
Yeah, and you take the blood of Christ and you say, oh, isn't the blood of Christ so great? Yeah, but you've got to ask for forgiveness. And so we throw in asking for forgiveness, and now we've got a condition on whether the blood of Christ is actually going to work. And we say, oh, isn't the blood of Christ great? But, oh, well, the blood of Christ doesn't apply to your situation until your memory kicks in and you remember all your sins and go through your confession ritual and then ask for forgiveness, and then God swoops down out of heaven and applies the blood of Christ to your situation. And so, you know, it's basically, it can be a form of Catholicism dressed up in Protestant clothing, But whether it's hardcore Protestantism or hardcore Catholicism or some sort of blend, you know, if it doesn't factor in the finished work of Jesus, then it's not the gospel. And so, of course, a lot of people are saved, some Catholics, some Protestants. I mean, lots of people are children of God. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we take a message and we add to it, as Richard said, and one of the conditions we put on it is you've got to tally up all your sins and you've got to confess them with this ritual and you've got to request for God to forgive you, and then he'll give you that nice, warm, forgiven feeling inside. And the problem is, guys, is that some people can't generate that feeling. They've lost their ability to feel forgiven. And so if we teach them that there's a condition where they need to ask and then wait to feel something, well, what if the feeling doesn't come? And that's why we need faith in the finished work, not faith in a feeling.
And this is Basic Gospel, and that is good news, Andrew. Thanks for sharing. And Richard and Bob, we have good news every day on this broadcast, and we're glad that you've tuned in with us. We have plenty of open lines right now. We want to hear from you at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. And before we go to the phone lines, something new available to you, everybody, and that is for your gift of any amount to the ministry this month. You're going to receive a copy of Bob Christopher's CD called Something New. You know, a lot of people think that Christianity is all about a self-improvement course, but God has something much, much better for us, and that's called His life. And so that's the central message of this particular CD. We want you to have a copy of it, and as I said, it's yours for a gift of any amount. All you need to do is click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator. That number is 844-412-2742. You can make your gift there, or again, as I said, by clicking Donate on any page at basicgospel.net. We hope you'll take advantage of the opportunity to basically get a double blessing. That is, get a copy of the CD and support the ministry at the same time.
Yes, indeed. And for our listeners, we're talking about the gospel. We're talking about how that gospel has been perverted down through the ages. We're hearing mixed messages. We would love to hear from you on today's broadcast. What kind of mixed messages have you heard? What things have thrown you into confusion about the Christian life, how you're supposed to live the Christian life, what you're supposed to believe? We would love to hear from you. We're going to start today out in Brookings, Oregon, and talk with Michelle, listening to us on the Internet. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Bob. Actually, I'm on the phone, so.
Okay.
I do listen on the Internet most of the time, but podcasts, I get a lot of your shows, I record them off of the podcast or download them. But anyway, first of all, I'm a longtime member. I've talked to you a couple times, and the big thing I want to do is, first of all, I feel terrible that I haven't thanked you for sending us a copy of your book, signed book. And I really appreciate that. That was very thoughtful of you. And, you know, I can't wait to, I haven't really gotten into it yet, but because I bet I always have something I'm reading at the time, but I can't wait to get, you know, to read that. I'm sure I'm going to love it. But another thing I did want to ask, I was talking to Andrew Farley a couple weeks ago about the Holy Spirit. It's actually walking by faith, you know, not by sight. The whole, you know, separating the spirit and the soul. And I was kind of, you know, I mean, I've been walking with the Lord for a long time, but it is difficult when you go through a lot of stuff, you know, here on earth. And, you know, the whole idea of trying to understand, you know, how does the Holy Spirit comfort us if he's only really, you know, because I don't know, maybe I misunderstood Andrew, but he made it sound like, you know, God is spirit. I know that we worship in spirit and truth, but I was trying to understand how we're comforted physically and emotionally here on earth by the Holy Spirit, you know, if we walk by faith and we're not supposed to expect, you know, that emotional, you know, feeling from God, how is it that we get the comfort from God?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I think first we just need to know that from the Holy Spirit.
Andrew.
Andrew's with us today, so.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
with
so
you.
So you remember Andrew when I was talking to you about that?
I do remember.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think some, you know, various people can chime in on this one. You've heard my explanation, but I think, you know, basically I can say that, you know, the Holy Spirit offers us new belief systems. The Holy Spirit offers us new thoughts. And then those thoughts can affect the way that we feel.
Right.
But when I get the cart before the horse, That's the problem. I don't want to chase after a feeling, and I don't want to hold an expectation up to God and say, you know, God, I expect you to give me this feeling. Because, you know, the comfort really comes from the counsel of God, and the counsel of God is a series of thoughts, if you will. It's not a series of feelings. So we're not saying that the Christian shouldn't feel anything. Of course, we are emotional creatures, and we're designed to feel things. But those feelings come from somewhere, and they come from thoughts. And so I need to let God use the gospel in my life to counsel me from a thought perspective. And as my thoughts change and my attitudes change and my beliefs change, then, man, that can have a serious emotional impact on me, a good one. But, you know, these guys who just tell you, well, you just need to experience peace. Well, how do I do that? Well, you just need to ask God to just give you peace all the time. Well, yeah, you can ask God to give you peace 35 times a day and still be experiencing anxiety. And that's because God doesn't zap us with a feeling. He's given us the gospel. And so it's these gospel-based thoughts about the love and grace of God that can, over time, change the way we feel, but it always starts with our thought life and our belief systems.
Yeah, what I would...
How do you think it is, Go ahead, Bob.
I was going to say, I would add to that, Michelle, there's great comfort in just knowing that God is with us and that his presence is there with us. I remember when my dad passed away and, you know, people asked me, you know, what can I do for you and that sort of thing. And, you know, I would look at him and say, I don't want you to do anything. There's just great comfort in the fact that you were here, that you're standing right beside me. And the reality that Jesus Christ is alive living in us, that in and of itself brings great comfort to the heart, that I'm not going through this life alone, that it's not up to me to try to solve these complex situations and navigate these choppy waters and try to unravel that bowl of spaghetti, that I have somebody that's right here with me that knows kind of the beginning and the end, and I can trust him. So I would say that's, for me personally, that's where the most comfort comes in my life, knowing that Jesus Christ has chosen to give himself to me and to be with me through thick and thin.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's really hard when you come from a family of unbelievers, and they're actually, I live in a time where, you know, what's going on in our society, you know, I have my family saying, see, you know, your way of thinking was wrong. You know, look how the world's changing. You know, I mean, I know you listen to The Voice, Bob, and I was kind of amazed when Blake the other day said something about, you know, well, yeah, the world's changing, let's accept it or something like that. I mean, this really, if this comes at you almost in every direction anymore, and it's really hard to stand when you have, you know, you feel like you're by yourself except for the body of Christ, of course, but, you know.
Oh, and that gets right back to what I'm saying. The world is changing. I mean, the nature of the world is not changing. It is anti-God. It is, you know, a world system that's been in operation for a long time. It just seems that it's becoming more blatant. It's just out there more, and so we're seeing it for what it is. But I think that just brings us right back to what I was saying, what Andrew was saying, is the fact that God is with us. He is in our midst, most individually and corporately as a body of Christ, and he is bringing truth, a foundation of truth that we can stand upon, which, as Andrew was saying, will ultimately change our emotional well-being as we face these giants that are out there in the world, so to speak. So, Michelle,
right,
thank you.
I just want to say one last thing. I know you have other people, but I just want to say I do think, because I want other people to hear this, I do think we live in a time where we need to focus on, you know, the fact that we do walk by faith, not by sight, because I think this is really, you know, a true testament of the times that we live in, that we do need to focus on that kind of living.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly, you know, right, I mean? Michelle. And, you know, thank you for calling.
Yes.
And put that book, Simple Gospel, up on at the top of the priority list to read, all right?
It is. I'm like, hey, check it out. I bought 10 books from you, so
good.
I'll just share those.
Well, that's wonderful, Michelle. Thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
Yeah,
yes, indeed.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Of course, Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, is available from store.basicgospel.net. Go to the online store at store.basicgospel.net. You'll find it in the book section. We hope you'll take advantage of it.
Yeah. We also have a special we're going to be talking about starting on Monday, so stay tuned for that as well. Well, let's go to New Jersey and talk to Wayne listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Brother Paul. God bless you guys. You're doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you, Wayne. It's... We appreciate that encouragement, my friend.
Yes. I bought the book also.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was reading Psalms 34, verse 9 and 10. Who fear the Lord, being saints? There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. And the fear that, I'm trying to get a better understanding. Is it the fear of the Lord? Is it like giving God reverence?
Yeah, that's a great question. And Andrew, talk to us about what it means to fear the Lord. Is that us shaking in our boots, just frightened that he's going to punish us at any moment, or does this have another context?
Yeah, well, I think when we look at the whole of Scripture, what we find is, God is not the author of fear. We find in 1 John that God's perfect love would cast out our fear. If we believe that God loves us perfectly, then there's not going to be any room for fear because it's been cast out of our lives. And fear, fear would involve some sort of punishment, like we're going to be punished by God or something. And of course, the gospel is that Jesus was punished in our place. So he paid the price. There's no price left. So when I look at the fear of the Lord in context, it's really the idea of reverence and awe and going, wow, this is an awesome privilege to know the God of the universe, and yet I get to call him Daddy Father. So there's an intimacy there. I'm told to approach him with boldness and confidence, not shaking in my boots. As Bob was pointing out, I mean, we don't shake in our boots. Instead, we're seated right next to God in heavenly places. He's brought us close and he's made us clean. And, he's given us this status where we have sonship, and that's something incredible. And fear, being scared to death of God, is really a legalistic notion that's worked its way into Christianity, and it has no place for a child of God. We should have absolute boldness and confidence, knowing that God has set the stage, he's rigged everything so that he can relate to us as Father.
Yeah, that psalm itself has both aspects of the word fear. If you look back in verse 4, says, I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. So David is clearly talking about threats that he faced, honest to goodness threats. Anyone would be afraid. And yet it was God who removed those fears from him. So therefore David could say, fear the Lord, you his holy people, because of this awesomeness, the power of God on our behalf is beyond belief. And this kind of fear actually boldly invites us into the very throne of God.
Yeah. Well, Wayne, thank you for your call, and he's a listener up in New York City. We're going to be there in a couple of weeks, yes. October 24th, for the Simply Grace Tour at the King's College, 56 Broadway, right there in New York. We want you to come and be a part of it. It's going to be a wonderful time of fellowship, a wonderful time of teaching. You'll walk away with a copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, plus a packet of other resources that you can that you use for your own spiritual journey, or you can pass out to others and as you minister to others in your walk of life. So come join us for the Simply Grace Tour, New York, October 24th. All the information on how you can register and come join us is available at basicgospel.net. Just click the events tab.
You did that well.
I covered all the bases?
All the bases.
All the bases. Okay. Well, let's go to Aaron listening to us down in Waco, Texas on our great affiliate KBBW. Hi,
KBBW,
Aaron.
KBBW, of course, is live now for the first time in many, many years.
And yes. How are you doing?
Very grateful to Ryan and to Steve and all the folks at KBBW for making it live and allowing the listeners in that area to call in and be a part of the broadcast.
So yes, indeed.
Welcome to the live listeners on KBBW in Waco.
Well, Aaron, thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. It's nice to hear from you today, my friend.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you. I was just want to make a quick comment on the topic you were talking about, mixing law and grace, and also the blessing to meet you guys in Waxahachie this past Sunday.
Well, that was a real blessing for us to meet you, to hear your story, and you just encouraged me like crazy, and I appreciate that, my friend.
But we thank God for you all, and we thank him for the program and what you bring for. But, you know, I just make a quick comment. I'm going to get off. Most of my Christian journey, I think most of the things that kind of, with law and grace, that hurt a lot of preachers about giving, and they always went to the Malachi 3:8, you know, if you give and God would open up the windows of heaven and he'll pour you out a blessing. But what it did, it always made me think the only way that God would, what I didn't realize is my blessing is being, having life, you know, being in Christ. But you know, like God was some type of deal maker. If I give this, he'll give me this, you know. And I think that was the message that most of it. And then if I didn't have it to give, I left the church feeling guilty because I didn't have it to give, because he mixed the law and the grace message there. And for most of my Christian journey, it more or less kept me confused. But thank God for guys like you and for the basic gospel message. I'm going to get off and let somebody else, if we have time, get on. Have a great day.
Hey, thank you, Aaron. Thanks for weighing in on the topic today. I love the fact that he said, you know, most of us think of God as a deal maker.
Yeah.
Well, if God's
great
a deal,
description.
Yeah, if God's a deal maker, then our relationship with him is based on negotiation. Mm-hmm. You know, we're constantly negotiating with God, and you see that all the time. You hear prayers of people who have loved ones who are sick. And what's the prayer? Well, it's a negotiation. God, if you will heal my loved one, then I will do this for you. So we're striking a deal with God, but that's not how God works. It is by grace through faith. That's his plan. And if we step into that plan, embrace that plan, then we're going to know Christ for who he is and experience the fullness of who he is in our lives on a day-to-day basis. And Andrew, as you're out, and I think you're in Dallas, Texas for a conference this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be at the Hope Center this Saturday for a mini conference called Enjoying God. And so if anyone's in the Dallas area, wants to come see us at the Hope Center for a few hours on Saturday morning, they can visit the Operation 220 website, operation220.org, and come hang out with us. But you know, to answer this question further, you know, to help the audience, we shouldn't be pulling out of Malachi 3. I mean, that's the big picture here. What in the world are we doing cherry-picking from the Old Testament things that we're going to use to pressure people, when instead we need to be proclaiming that we Christians are dead to the law and we Christians get to give from the heart, and we shouldn't be leaving churches feeling guilty. We should leave churches feeling encouraged. That's what the gospel does, is it encourages us to look at the person and the work of Jesus Christ over and over again. And guys, I mean, that's what we celebrate on this program every day, and that's really to be the focus, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. Well, of course, Basic Gospel is on the air each day to get the word out, that word that Andrew was just talking about, that Jesus is alive, that he is forgiving and wants to give us all his life. That's the message you hear each day on this broadcast, and we say thanks to each of you who partner with us to keep this good news coming. And something new this month, something special this month, for your gift of any amount, you'll receive a copy of Bob Christopher's CD entitled Something New. To claim your copy and support the ministry at the same time, click Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or speak with our operator at 844-412-2742. Again, that number, 844-412-2742. Make your gift today and receive your copy of Something New. Well, thanks for being with us, everybody. Now for Bob, Richard, Andrew, and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you and inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.